Hello and welcome to another Godcast of Universal Uttery. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice as we enter the letter to the Romans again in chapter 12 with verses 12 through 15. Rejoice in hope, endure in affliction, persevere in prayer, contribute to the needs of the holy ones, exercise hospitality, bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse them, rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep. Rejoicing in hope, enduring in affliction, persevering in prayer, and blessing those who persecute you are all important principles that can bring about personal growth and foster positive relationships in your life. Here are a few reasons why these actions are beneficial. First and foremost, rejoicing in hope. Having hope allows us to see beyond our current circumstances and believe in the possibility of a better future. It brings optimism, motivation, and a sense of purpose. By rejoicing in hope, we cultivate a positive mindset and attract positive outcomes. We share life eternal for the salvation of the world. The second reason is enduring in affliction. Life is full of challenges, difficulties, and setbacks. Enduring in affliction means not giving up in the face of adversity. It builds resilience, strength, and character. By enduring affliction, we learn valuable lessons, grow personally, and become better equipped to face future challenges. God never said it was going to be easy. Persevering in prayer. Number three, prayer is a way to connect with our higher power. Seek guidance, find comfort, and express gratitude to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Persevering in prayer demonstrates our faith and trust in something greater than ourselves. It provides us with emotional support, clarity, and a sense of peace in difficult times. As the Lord says, pray unceasingly over everything you do. God first. Blessing those, number four, who persecute you. Blessing those who persecute us is an act of forgiveness, empathy, and compassion. It allows us to let go of negative emotions and break the cycle of revenge or resentment. By choosing to bless our persecutors, we free ourselves from the burden of anger and create an opportunity for personal growth and reconciliation. You know, I often reflect on the story of Nelson Mandela. Nelson Mandela spent 27 years in prison fighting against apartheid in South Africa. Instead of harboring anger or seeking revenge upon his release, he approached the situation with humility and forgiveness. Mandela's unwavering commitment to reconciliation and unity became a symbol of hope for South Africans and the world. His humility and ability to forgive played a significant role in South Africa's transition to democracy. Again, I say bless them. Bless and do not curse them. Overall, rejoicing in hope, enduring in affliction, persevering in prayer, and blessing those who persecute us contribute to our emotional well-being, personal growth, and the cultivation of positive relationships. They enable us to maintain a positive outlook, navigate through challenges, and foster empathy and forgiveness. We share salvation and the goodwill of love, faith, and hope of heaven's grace in Jesus Christ. Amen. Join me in today in the Lord's Prayer as I recite our needs for forgiveness and today's needs in our lives. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Living my life is Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Romans 12. It's verses 12 through 15. We've got a three-stanza poem this morning. A two-stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Affliction Endure, Hope Rejoice. Affliction, endure, hope, rejoice, prayer, persevere, one's holy, give support, hospitality, revere, give blessing to your persecutors, them curse not, rejoice with all as joy recruiters, weep with weepers spot. So go where they cry and cry with them. Amen. I am Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's November 7, 2023. I'm recording this morning at 5:22 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on universalutterings.com. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. As we call out the name of Jesus, closing at 7-Eleven, as we often do, Jesus, 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 forgive to find your way to heaven. Amen. And peace in your heart. God bless our good friends, John and Marie, as we close in Jesus' name. Jesus.